Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Managing Your Email. Christina, are you still doing workshops at the School of Business?
I haven't been for the last little while, so,
yeah.
But I think they're going to call me up and I'm going to be doing something, pretty soon.
Well, they need to. I don't know, what's wrong with those people?
Well, there's other things on the agenda besides email. I shouldn't say that. But
you're an important part of that thing, and they need to be using you. All right, so Christina Cavanaugh, all C's, folks, Christina Cavanaugh.
Yeah.
.com is the website. Just spell it out like you think it would be. Well, C's on the front of both of those names is how you find her and her book. The book's available wherever books are sold. Christina, talk to us some more about email do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Well, I think on the do side, there's a couple of things that I just see always, not paid attention to as much. One is the subject line, and the other is the first line of your email. So I find with the subject line, people are still not providing a really descriptive idea of what their email contains. You know, they're just like one word, just something that says idea or whatever it is. You know, I use the example of, instead of just saying meeting, why not in the subject line say, can we meet on Friday? So I think that... I think with the subject line, you got to.
So you want to go ahead. You want to go ahead and reveal a little bit more of what's in the body in the subject line.
Exactly, it's like a newspaper headline. You know, when you read a headline,
that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah, and that headline then gives you an idea of the article, and I think and I know that with email, what's really important, especially with higher volumes, is that. The clearer you can make your subject line, then the easier it is for the recipient to look at that and then read your email.
Right.
So the second part of that is when they want to read your email, you really, in the first sentence or two, need to put in there what you want the reader to do. Like, why are you sending this to them? I so often see messages where they want to kind of meet with someone because they've got a business idea, but they put that at the end of an email, and they go through three paragraphs of blah, blah, blah before you get to the bottom. And there's no reason for that.
So they should say something like, I know you're busy, so I'll get to the point. I'd like to meet with you. Here's some reasons why I think it would be a good idea.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And then when you give those reasons, another thing that I think is important in emails is creating white space and creating a really visual
display. No big,
display.
Thick paragraphs.
No big paragraphs.
Break all the paragraph rules by putting space between them, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then, here are the three reasons I want to meet with you. Bullet point them.
I do that all the time. My rule for email is, number one, if it's very long, I think a letter should be written, and you need to attach that. But if you have to, bullets, anything you can open up. My rule for paragraphs is unless they're really short sentences, two sentences per paragraph.
Yeah, agreed. And keeping the email short, like keeping it to one topic, if possible, because nobody wants to read something long. And these days as well, everybody's got smartphones, so they're going to look at their emails on their phones. They need to be able to be short enough that people can comprehend them on the road.
Well, and also, don't you need to triage a little bit who you're sending it to? I mean, Christina, if you send me an email and it's a long paragraph, I'm going to read every word of it because we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a prospect or if you're someone I'd like to meet or if it's something somehow, I want you to do something for me, I'm not going to make my email, I'm not going to make you say, oh, man, this is homework.
Yeah, exactly. So it's It's the nonverbal cue with email. A long email does not get you a yes.
Right. And one of the things I do on the bullets, which folks, this what she said, that's such an important thing. I'll oftentimes write the email. I get it out of my head. I get it out on the screen. And by the way, I don't put the person I'm sending it to in the screen yet up there because I don't want to accidentally send it.
Yeah.
I make sure that's off of there. And then I go in, after I've written it, then I go in and see what can I bullet? How can I bullet this? How can I open it up? And then that's how I edit it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. I mean, like, a lot of people think that email is so instant it doesn't require any editing, but every form of communication does. You know, I mean, it's important if you want to send a really clear message, then you have to think about it.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, we got time for a couple more, one or two more.
Okay. I think one of the things is about smartphones. You know, smartphones are a vehicle for carrying emails, mm-hmm. you know, at work. And, you know, the great thing with smartphones is that when you send emails from them, the messages are automatically shorter. But I think that the one thing that people tend to forget is to not whip out their smartphones while they're having a meeting,
right.
you know, with someone. And it happens often, you know, all the time, and people still react to it.
Right.
You know, I think that if you've gone to the trouble of getting a meeting with someone, then
leave your phone in your pocket.
Leave the phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Good idea. Good suggestion. ChristinaKavanaugh.com, ladies and gentlemen. Christina with a C, Kavanaugh with a C. The book is called Managing Your Email. Hey, Christina, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Okay. My pleasure, Jim.
Good job today. Good job. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.